Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I have to have a colonoscopy. And you're going to guilt me?
I'm not guilting anybody.
Proctologists across the tri-state area are horrified at the reaction I'm getting from all you guys today.
Well, they'll be upset too that you're not on the radio.
Nobody's arguing against you getting this done.
My doctor told me, you know what, it's probably a good idea if you would take the day of prep off.
Sure, because you listen to your doctor all the time.
You know,
you're a shining example.
Let's talk about how the Yankees suck. Can we please?
Oh, no.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
When I go to the garden, I can't control myself with the M&Ms.
Confirmed.
On 98.7.
We've got it singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. You had a terrible take last hour, and I think we need to revisit this. Gerrit Cole was not good last night.
No, I don't think he was. I mean, he wasn't great, no. But, I mean, I don't. They had one bad inning.
For Pete's sake.
I mean, his stuff was good.
But he wasn't good. Five runs in eight innings is not a good performance.
For him, no. It's not a good performance.
For
but
anybody.
Again, I mean, outside of that third, I would say this. Is, okay, you get smacked around in the third inning. Right, yeah, the four runs in the third inning. What I was more disappointed in was
giving up the run right after they tied it up.
Yes. Yeah, because then okay, it's the one inning. I don't know if I was tipping pitches or they knew what I was throwing. Whatever it was, for whatever reason, they were all over me in that inning. Okay, Judge doing what Judge has done all season long, ties it up with a 2-run home run. Okay, that should be it. But Urias hits the solo home run, and then I mean Yankees couldn't get anything going offensively. And that was it.
And that was it. You know what was horrifying to me last night? Let's see how good we are. Let's see how simpatico we are. Yankees game, one play. I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
The Connor Falefa ground ball.
See, you're so good.
Yes.
You're so good. This is not pre-discussed. I never made mention of it, but you know me so well. I mean, that is clearly a fair ball. And now they can't even go to the replay on that?
No, I know. Isn't that the whole point of replay? Like, that's a pretty egregious mistake. I mean, that's a double. He ends up striking out.
And then he strikes out on, like, two pitches later.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, it's just not just baseball, too. And I was watching the, and you guys just saw, you know, Cass and Rocco with their Lightning T-shirts on.
He's very cute, by the way.
Oh, he's the best. But also, I'm watching that game last night, so it was like a weird sequence in the game where Tampa scores a goal, but then it looks like the puck went out of play and then came back in. Palat, who shot it, stopped. It was like, oh, man, I can't believe I shot this out of play. But the whistle wasn't blown. They score, reviewed, no goal. Puck went out of play. It took like 8.5 minutes to review, which is way too long. And then Tampa scores another goal, and it's a hand pass. So Cirelli's taking the face off. He goes to bring it back, like he's going to hit it with like the end of his stick, but it hits his hand and goes to Kucherov. They score. It's reviewed, right? Coach's challenge reviewed. No goal, hand pass. Oh, by the way, according to the rules, if you use your hand on a face off, it's a penalty. Okay, so you just told me it's no goal because it's a hand pass on the face off, but We can't give the penalty.
Well, because they're not allowed to replay and then give a penalty.
Yeah, which is. Yeah, well, but you just told me it was a hand pass. That's why it's not a goal. Why would it be a penalty?
Why can you? Explain this to me. Why can you not look at a replay and determine whether a ball is foul or fair in baseball? Why?
Yeah, but why? I'm not even again. But this goes back to me. And you talk about this all the time with the sky judge in the NFL. Like, if it's your job to be at the game as part of the the umpiring crew of that game, and you're watching on a monitor, and you see, oh, that's clearly a fair ball. Like, it takes one, it took one replay. That's like instantaneous, seconds.
Right. I mean, how long would it take? So you're up in the sky box. You see that play. You've watched it. Now you signal down. Let's stop the game for a second. Award him second base, and let's move on.
Well, but yeah, but it's a I mean, the earpiece is in the crew chief's ear. Hey, by the way, that's fair ball.
Signal down.
Signal down.
Yeah, I don't know. That annoyed me. Here is Booney, as he's affectionately known. Do you think IKF foul ball was in fact fair?
Yeah, I just thought it bounded. From my angle, it looked like a bounding ball over the bag. So, yeah, I don't know what they saw.
He's so, like, plays it down the middle. It's, yes, it was a fair ball. It was a terrible call.
Hey, but he can't say that.
I know.
Oh, he does it the right way.
Imagine
you could tell by his
mind,
tone.
Though.
Oh, it'd be great.
Right?
It would
terrible
be great.
Call.
Well, he knows. I mean, you saw how he reacted in the dugout to it. He knows it was a bad call. I love the people that call, I like the human error. Why? Why do you like the human error?
I haven't heard that. Who likes the human error?
The people that will make arguments, no, you know, the replay and everything. I like it. It's an element. It's the human error. I'm like, no, who cares? Why?
When you can remedy something in 30 seconds, why and to right a wrong, why would you not want to do that?
Well, I think you would, wouldn't you? Or
right.
You should.
Well, it's like Santiago. Let me use a phone that nobody else uses. Right?
I think Don does the same thing, though.
Don has a green phone, too?
I think Don has the green phone, too.
Ugh.
I think they were trying to send one of my nasty text messages to the group, and Don's green.
He was clogging up the whole system?
He was clogging up the
system.
Speaking
of phones, you see what they did yesterday? They removed the last phone booths from New York City.
I saw that. Well, how many people you know? I know so many people that don't even have home phones, that don't have a landline.
A lot of people.
A lot of people don't.
I do, just because I'm an
too.
Adult, but I know a lot of people don't.
Well, plus I get no cell phone service.
So you need it. But no, I mean, a lot of people. I had to, like 3 years ago, I had to explain to Alex what a payphone was.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, why? I mean, in fairness to him, why would he know what a payphone is?
He probably wouldn't. He's never used one before.
He's never used it. He's never been in a phone booth. He doesn't know.
Have you shown him the old rotary phone yet?
I think that'd blow his mind.
What a debacle that thing was.
No. But the good thing about the rotary phone is you can actually hang up on someone.
Well, yeah, but you still, like, God forbid you messed up, like, the third number on your phone.
You
got
to go all.
Or you'd have the phone, like, at my grandmother's house, you'd have, like, the phone in the kitchen that had the long cord on it.
We had that, the long cord.
You'd be, like, in, like,
the thing would wrap around.
Yeah. You'd have to avoid it as you were trying to walk around
and
the house.
My parents had the ugliest colored phones I've ever seen.
Like the powder blue phone.
Powder blue. In the den, they had a red phone. I was like, what is this? It has a code red that someone's going to call?
It's the secret line.
Oh, my God. Rex in Brooklyn. Good morning, Rex. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy you guys could have an ear for me this morning.
Oh, we're always here for you, Rex, anytime you need.
Yeah, man, and I definitely need you. Well, actually, you guys did it for me, and I was really happy. I had to call in because, you know, I'm a longtime Yankee fan, and, me and myself and other Yankee fans, we've had a lot of this, something in our heads boiling about this Yankee team for a while, but we didn't have a good way to conceptualize exactly how we were feeling about this team, you know? But luckily for us, we have Dave and Rick to help us out with that. And Rick, you did it for us just recently today without even knowing it. And I'm explaining exactly what I mean.
Yeah, what did he do that helped the Yankees?
Yeah, I'll explain. Right. He solved it. And I'm just gonna verbalize exactly what he did. So remember when you, Dave, pressed him on the innings of the game that Garrett Cole pitched, the eight innings, whatever.
Right.
You know, basically saying not enough. And Rick's response is exactly that mindset that is basically infected this Yankee team for many years now. It's more of that A for effort mentality. You know, hey, you know, you know, five runs, but, you know, eight innings, 11 strikeouts, you know, that old A for effort mentality. And that's the problem that we have with this Yankee team that the real Yankee fan could notice. And they know something's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. And I think that's exactly what it is.
You're 29 and 13.
I understand. And that's the thing. Because, yeah, the record is 29 and 13. But there are other facts, too. Oh, you know, the facts are...
Listen, Rex, I agree with you that I didn't think Cole was very good last night. But to sit here and say that there's all these problems, you're 29-13.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say to that.
That's a bizarre
take.
I
don't know even how to – and I get it. I mean, it's a missed opportunity. It is. I mean, it was a missed opportunity last night. I get it. But, I mean, yeah, for the majority of that game, Cole was – I mean, he had really good stuff last night.
He had good stuff, and the end result was not good. I'm sorry. You can't convince me that 5 earned runs over 8 innings is a good outing. You can't.
No, I mean, I would agree with that. But, I mean, watching that game last night, I thought to myself – and I thought it was – I mean, I was with Aaron Boone, that it was unusual that in that one inning they slapped him around because he did have really good stuff. And then once he got through that inning,
he went back to being filthy again.
To go 8, strike out 11, not walk anyone. I mean, Aaron Judge hits 2 home runs. That would be a game that I would say, okay, the Yankees are going to win.
Yeah,
that game.
If I gave you the storyline of Cole goes 8, Judge hits 2 home runs, do they win the game or not? That's going to be 10 out of 10. You're going to say yes.
Yeah, but again, I mean, and again, I think they went into that game with, you know, Donaldson in COVID protocol and Gallo and everything else that was going on. I understand why they had, you know, DJ LeMahieu have a rest day yesterday coming with the Tampa series and everything coming up and Garrett Cole's in the mound, but still, like, I don't know. I would want to put my best lineup out there. They didn't necessarily do that, and they paid the price because they lost.
Could you imagine what happens if the Yankees, say, split the next 2 against Baltimore and lose 3 out of 4 to Tampa?
Yeah, there'll be a completely different conversation.
They will melt down is what they will do.
They're already, I mean, you heard that last call. I mean, it's already, it feels like they just can't wait to melt down.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. It feels like they're anticipating the meltdown. Why can't you just, you're 29 and 13, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Did they think they're going to win every single game?
Well, we're back to that, though. Like, they should win every game. They should have, you know, every player on the team should be an all-star. God forbid anyone on the team in the lineup struggles. Like, we're already looking at reasons why this team won't have success in the postseason.
Is last night a bad loss? Yes. Would I be? I mean, that's 3 games in a row where they really haven't hit all that much, right?
Well, I mean, more importantly, they wasted. I mean, Tyone had a good outing. Severino had a good outing. You wasted those,
and then last night you had the one inning where it all fell apart. But... I mean, my God, this panic already?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it now. I mean, listen, we could sit here for the next couple minutes and start pointing to things that could cause some concerns here with this Yankees team in the postseason. I mean, you saw what this team looks like when they go against good pitching. I mean, they sometimes struggle offensively to generate runs.
But
that's a problem.
Everyone's going to have that.
I understand that.
Every single team in baseball has concerns.
And their bullpen is a little bit, I mean, that's what I would be talking about today, too, is just about, I mean, the feeling you have as a Yankees fan when you look at the bullpen now, which was...
Well, you got no Green, and now you have a compromised Chapman.
And Loaisiga hasn't been...
No, he hasn't been...
Hasn't been great.
No, not at all.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The best thing that ever happened to you.
I'm the only thing that keeps the show together. I'm the glue.
You?
I'm the glue that keeps the show
together.
It's
clearly not Santiago because he's fast asleep half the time.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? Oh, God.
I told you, Santi, you should have kept your mouth shut. Me and RJ, we're going to let this whole thing slide.
You give this guy an inch, he'll take a mile.
Oh.
I mean, if he'd never oversleep on anything. A football Sunday, I'll tell you that. You think he's going to be sleeping at 7 o'clock tonight when the Rangers need him? No.
He's an animal, Santiago. I apologize.
But for our show, when we need him?
What are you talking about? I'm always here.
Except for
I live here.
Guy has a bed at the studio. I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, you know what? Yesterday, 5:30, when I needed him, wanted funny drops to be played, where was he then?
You don't appreciate my drops.
It's easy to be there when things are great.
Stop lying to the public.
It's easy to be there when things are great. When they're not great, then when we need you, when we're in the trenches, where are you? Him?
I can't listen. I don't even feel bad for you now, Santiago, because you let this happen.
This is true. I got nobody to blame but myself. I allowed it to happen.
You should have said don't mention it.
If I knew you were going to go down this road, then
I
probably would have.
If you knew.
I'm never
going to let you live this down.
I thought you'd be a respectful human being, but I should have known better.
Are you out of your mind? So how about this text I received?
I can only imagine.
Speaking of disrespectful, here we go.
Dave. I don't need to say the name of the person.
No, you do.
Introduce themselves. Blank blank from Raleigh here. Hope things are treating you well. Would you be able to come on from 12 to 3 at any point today and break down the Canes-Rangers game and series with me? Hope so. Take care. I respond, you do realize I'm at a station with Rick DiPietro and Don LaGreca, two better hockey minds than I. What do you think? His response, you have more personality and used to cover the Canes. Would love to have you on between 12 and 3. Boom.
Sounds biased to me.
This just speaks to the point that you think that Carolina Hurricanes fans have no idea about hockey, so they won't even realize that you have no idea.
They think that the Rangers stole the storm surge from them. Have you seen this?
Don't bury the lead. You guys laugh at my hockey knowledge. You know, I can sit here and go, have I ever said I know more than you? Never once. Am I a bumbling fool when it comes to hockey conversation with you? Absolutely not.
No, I think you're great at hockey conversation. I just don't know why. I think the reason RJ tried to highlight that the promo is, I mean, we've spent how much time breaking down this Rangers run?
A lot.
Okay, so that was the clip that they chose? Of all the insightful things that you said about the Rangers, that was the one?
No, I think it got to you then, like, and of course. I think the of course is what really rubbed you the wrong way.
None of it rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't like what they used for me, and I thought you said much better stuff than that.
Well, but so what? They're just, you know, throw it in there that I have hockey knowledge. How about Don? If Shesterkin's good, they're going to win the series? Oh, wow. That's really breaking it down.
Shesterkin?
But that was the first, whatever. It's not even worth talking about.
It's not even, all I know is that Raleigh Sports Talk needs a guest, and they're turning to me. Not you, not Don, me.
That's fine. Listen, more power to you. You'll be fresh as a daisy after your five-hour nap that you get to take.
I'm not going to have the time for a five-hour nap. I'm looking for 2 hours today.
Plus, you were a young journalist down there, so they recognize you.
Yep, that's right. I can't wait for your next live read, by the way. Whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, I have such a great thing I'm going to do. It's going to blow your mind.
See, I don't understand why you're asking me to do more reads, and now you're going to go out of your way to try to screw up my reads.
Well, just on one that's given to you. I'm only going to do it once. And then I'll let it be.
Okay.
All right. So tomorrow. You have no more today, right?
I'm done today, yep.
Oh, all right. So tomorrow we have that to look forward to.
It won't affect me. I'll do another one. Do you want to do another jackpot? I'll do another jackpot read.
You know what? Do another full jackpot read right now.
Like that kind of party.
All right. I'll do it right now.
People have to pay for these sort of things.
What?
People have to pay for these sort of things.
Save it for tomorrow then.
Okay. We'll say we tease it. This will be a long tease.
But I don't want to waste in the 5 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour, you'll do a read, and then I will do what I do.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
No, it's going to be great. If it works. If it doesn't work, it'll blow up in my face. But if it works,
numerous busters doing different things.
Absolutely phenomenal. Let's go to Kenny in Whitestone. Good morning, Kenny. You're on 98.7.
Good morning to you. Guys, I'd like to thank you for making us laugh every morning. They say it's very important to laugh at least once during the day, and you guys have us get over with that early in the morning. So thank you for that. What I called about is I could understand if that umpire had to judge if the ball that IKF hit went over the bag or not, or whether it went to the left of the foul line or the right. It hit the chalk. It hit the foul line, blowing chalk into the air. He's 4 feet away from it.
But Kenny, people make mistakes. It happens. But here's my issue with it, and I think Rick's as well. It was so it's so easy to remedy that mistake.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm all set with the guy stole second base, and his foot is like, you know, a centimeter off the base, and the guy's holding on the tag, and we're going to review that and call him out. I don't need that. But I mean, you're talking about, that's a leadoff double that turns into a strikeout.
Right, you score a run without a hit there.
So, and it seems like, I mean, that's not one of those ones where, like, I got to sit there and go over, you know, all different angles and everything else. I mean, that's, you look at it, first replay, okay, that's over third base, it hits the chalk, that's a fair ball. And no one's going to sit here, I'm not going to tell you it's easy to do what you know, umpires and referees do at full speed. It's not.
A word about, I mean, there's a missed call that happens. It's not the end of the world. You see it all the time. But for there to be replay and no way to remedy that, I think is what the real issue is here.
Yeah, or the rules as to what you can review and what you can't review. Well, I can review this, but I can't review that.
You ever watch a play and think, like, this guy's safe or, like, clearly out, and you're just defiant, like, oh, what an awful call, and then they show the replay and you're wrong?
Yes.
I have that. I hate that.
Well, that'll, like, when one of the guys, like, oh, you see a wide receiver, I caught it. Challenge it. Caught it. Are you sure? Yep, I caught it.
Oh, and they tell you they caught it, and then they didn't catch it?
And then you see the replay. Like, no, that didn't.
Yeah, you're lying.
That ball bounced 2 feet in front of you. You didn't catch it.
Yeah, as if we're never going to find that out. It's like a kid. It's like, I swear to God, I got a 96 on the test. There's a report card coming, pal.
Yeah, we're going to get the report card, buddy.
We're going to get answers. Let's go to Gene in Fort Lee. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to kind of, I guess, I don't want to say bash Yankee fans, but, you know, I was talking to my friends yesterday, and I was mentioning how, oh, the Yankees are looking good or whatever, and they were like, oh, I don't know, they're back to their old ways after losing 2 in a row to the White Sox, and now they just lost to the Orioles. I guess I'm one of those Yankee fans that, like Dave said, we're 29-13. Now we're reacting. Yeah, they haven't been hitting, but we have one of the best players in baseball. I believe we're, like, top 15 in almost every category in baseball, I believe. I think we lead in strikeouts, unfortunately. But I would just tell Yankee fans, we got to calm down. We just got to enjoy this ride. Like, we have Tampa Bay coming up. We have the Angels coming up, Detroit. That's when I want to see this team. Like, all right, let's really see what this team is. We still have a chance to win the series against the Orioles. It's okay. Let's enjoy the ride right now.
Yeah, see, here's the thing I don't understand, though. It's like, what did you expect going into the season? That everyone was going to play at an all-star level and we weren't going to ever lose?
But it feels like, because the Yankees fan has been so disappointed over the last couple of years, with the expectation being they're going to be better than they've been in the postseason, that they're chomping at the bit. Like, the second something goes wrong, they're ready to storm the castle.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong. This start is better than the phone calls we were taking before the season started and after the first week. This Yankees team is much better than people thought to begin with.
Correct.
Okay, so what are you complaining about?
Because they've lost 4 or 5. Listen, it's
and
silly.
We're not going to take into account anything else that's going on as far as Gallo's out, Donaldson's out, Higashioka's out.
Prisoners of the moment.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
That's a lot for me. The good thing is, not great overall, but the good thing is the Mets start later. So the Rangers should be pretty much done by the time the Mets start. So I can go from Rangers to Mets, and there we go.
Yeah, we got Rangers, Mets, Yankees.
Mood completely ruined tomorrow morning if the Rangers lose tonight, by the way.
Completely ruined.
I won't care about anything. You can do whatever you want tomorrow.
I can imagine at some point, I can only imagine it being in the Carolina Hurricanes locker room having not won a road game yet. And how, I mean, the numbers.
What are they, 0-4 on the road, right?
Yeah, but just, I mean, you look at just the numbers, the difference between what they do at home as opposed to what they do on the road. The power play stinks. Like, it's just, it's startling.
That power play is awful.
Yeah, not been good.
So,
especially on the road.
Yeah, game four tonight, 6:30 right here. And that, thank God, too, 6:30 start as opposed to that 8 o'clock start the other night.
Yeah. It's perfect.
It's a big difference. So, yeah, 7 o'clock puck drop right here on 98.7 ESPN. Sam Rosen on the call, right, Sandy?
Sammy Rosen.
Yeah.
He was on the call the other night, wasn't he?
For tonight?
Isn't Sam Rosen on the call?
Tonight, Kenny's on the call because Tampa swept Florida. So, Kenny's free now.
Oh.
Kenny's back. Look at Kenny. He cannot not work.
Kenny is the hardest working man in the world.
So had Raleigh, North Carolina.
So had Florida. His pronunciation's wrong.
The pronunciation's wrong. Had Florida actually managed to win a game in this series, it would have been Sam against.
All right, so let me ask you this. And that's why I just expected it would be Sam. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on tonight. Rangers win 2-2. And then Kenny says, game five.
North Carolina.
In Raleigh. Do you say, hey, Kenny, listen, it's Raleigh, or do you let him continue to make the same mistake continuously?
I'm not going to do it after the fact. I'll tell you that much. Maybe I have a conversation with him before the game.
I think that's what you should do.
I'll see if he notices it. I'll see what he thinks about it. And
there. He's wrong.
Listen, I'm not going to tell him he's wrong. He's been saying it this entire time.
Well, he's been Kenny wrong freaking the entire Albert. Time. See, why do they have you working there? Why are you employed by Madison Square Garden?
Because I do a damn good job.
Well, do you really, though?
Yes.
I mean, if you allow it's like if I come on and I'm saying the wrong name all the time and you don't correct me, you would correct me immediately.
Well, because of the reaction I would get out of you from correcting you.
No.
He has less respect for you, though. That's why.
Well, I think that's obvious.
Absolutely.
If you're worth your salt at all, you will tell Kenny before the game, not obnoxiously. Kenny, just to let you know, it's Raleigh, not Raleigh.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Rick, what's your take on this? You think I'm right, don't you?
Well, what if he can't say it, though? What if it's like, you know, Michael trying to say Hoffman?
He can't say Raleigh?
This is what I'm getting at here.
Yeah, maybe he can't.
Maybe that's just how he says it.
But it's wrong.
Maybe he hears it as Raleigh, and it's coming out as Raleigh, you know?
Then what if he screws it up because he says it? Now Kenny's thinking about it, and it screws up
now
the whole
call. Now he starts cursing live on air.
And then I screw up
the
whole
broadcast.
There's no dump button. And then what kind of producer am I?
Fired.
But at least you leave with dignity.
Oh, I don't think I leave with dignity in that case.
That'll pay his rent.
So you have zero confidence that Kenny can appropriately say the name of a city that's just simple to say.
I didn't say that. You did.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're like, what happens if he just can't say it? I think Kenny can say it.
My wife can't say treadmill right. I mean, this has happened. Some people just have
can't
words.
Say that treadmill.
Some people get hung up on some words.
What does she
can't say?
Treadmill. Treadmill?
Yeah.
Well, you can't say, what's the delicious stuff you get at the movies that they put in the little bucket?
Popcorn?
You say popcorn.
It's how I say it.
Yeah, well, it's popcorn.
I also say aunt.
Aunt?
Yes, my aunt.
So, of course, you would take Kenny's side here.
It's Damer and DePietro and...
You can't
I'm
say
not
your
taking
own name
anyone's
right.
side. I'm not taking anyone's side, but I can understand if that's something that Kenny just, like, that's how he hears it, that's how he says it. I wouldn't want to be the one that says it to him, and now he's thinking, and it screws his call up.
Should I text him?
Oh, yeah, you called him one time, he didn't answer.
Maybe he just doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, I understand that he wouldn't, because, I mean, he doesn't want to be corrected.
I would say that a true guard tonight. He doesn't have to say it.
Here's what I would think. I would think a true professional, like someone that cares about their craft, would get that kind of feedback and welcome it, not be bothered by it.
I'm not sure I appreciate your tone.
Unless he can't say it, though. Michael still can't say it. He makes Don say it when someone calls from Hawthorne.
What do you mean he can't say Hawthorne?
He cannot say it. RJ knows. RJ did the show with me. Can't say it.
What does he say when he tries to say Hawthorne?
RJ, what does he say when he tries to say that?
He usually he gets halfway through it and gives up usually. It is a tongue twister for him. So,
or go, Don, where are you from? And then he'll say it.
But do you think this is a concerted effort across platforms, though? Like, do you think that maybe he doesn't care for us or doesn't care for you, Dave? He didn't answer your call. Went right to voicemail. Maybe he's taking it out on Ray. You think that's possible?
That he doesn't like Ray and he's proving a point?
No. Other way around. Maybe he doesn't care for you and he's taking it out on Ray.
Why? So he's going to jeopardize his career because he doesn't like me?
Well, think about it. Why? What? Whose phone goes right to voicemail at 7 a.m.?
Well, there's a man that likes to sleep.
Even if he had Do Not Disturb, it still comes up as a missed call, though.
Yeah, he didn't even return. He didn't even like, shoot you a text or anything. Because we would have heard from that text.
What do you think? He calls him Raleigh Fingers?
So you're doubling down.
Why are you going to do this now?
You've been in a mood all day.
He's been
brutal all
day.
Because you guys haven't treated me nicely.
Oh.
You were in a mood at 5:05, so
Raleigh,
stop.
Raleigh Fingers taking the mound.
This is Kenny Albert, man.
I love Kenny. I mean, we text.
Like,
we're friends. But what did you say? He doesn't like me?
It doesn't sound like you love him.
I do love him. See, no one can deal with tough love anymore.
So you've texted him before, Kenny.
Yeah, we text.
So he saw a missed call from his friend Dave Rothenberg in his phone.
Just... No. Wait, if my phone is turned off, Rick, and you tell me if yours is the same, my phone is turned off, I don't see a missed call.
No, but what if it was just on Do Not Disturb mode? He's sleeping.
Well, that's different.
I don't think people actually turn their phones off anymore.
No, he just turned Sherry off. That's it.
Oh. I have to sleep. Let me power down my phone.
Yeah, I don't shut mine. I put mine in airplane mode.
Airplane mode?
Airplane mode.
What sense does that make?
Shuts all the Wi-Fi and everything off.
Raleigh Fingers taking a shot after the man now.
God, you're such an idiot. He's not going to have to say it tonight anyway. The game's at the Garden.
Yeah, but he'll say game five, we're going back to Raleigh, and Santiago's going to just be like, yeah, that's right, we're going back to Raleigh.
Well, if we
Santiago,
win.
Santiago, do not take his advice, please. Please.
No, don't produce appropriately. No, let the guy sit out there and make mistakes all over the place.
How dare you? How dare you? Again, I think I do a very good job, and I'm proud of the job that I do.
I thought you did also.
Or maybe you could just bring up, like, listen, Kenny, do you like Dave?
Listen to me. I don't put headsets on guys who are known to drop F-bombs repeatedly, okay? I think the bar's pretty low, but I think I do a good job.
Look, he's taking shots at his predecessor.
He'll take shots, because this is what happens when you're on the show for too long. You just take shots at everybody. Everyone gets it.
He's taking shots at the guy that had the job before him.
I was on TV yesterday. I took a shot at Chelios for some reason. I don't even know why.
Because of Santiago.
This is why.
Oh, wow.
You always have to be ready.
On the show, you do. See? But I want to get to the calls. We have a lot of them. 1-800-919-3776. I don't think by you simply just saying, hey, Kenny, by the way, just to let you know it's Raleigh and not Raleigh that you do anything wrong if you do it the right way.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Kenny works across many leagues and platforms. NBA, NHL.
There's nothing right. This man won't call.
NFL. What if he gets mad at Ray and just has him crossed off the list? Like, do not let this man work any of your
live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Love Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm Kenny Albert. At least he gets his name right.
I don't think Kenny Albert's vindictive at all, by the way.
I don't think so either.
So
we are live for the...
But this could be the thing that sets him off. I'm not going to be that guy.
The Dallas Cowboys taking on the...
I don't want to be any part of this. I don't want anything to do with this. Kenny, you pronounce it whatever way you want.
That's right. Be as wrong as you'd like. All right, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Good morning, Shooter.
Woo! Good morning. I got two quick points. Number
yes.
one, on behalf of the company and all the listeners, for the good of the show, the next Ranger game you guys go to, I think it would be a very, very good idea for the show, for the sake of the show. For you to get drunk and for Rick and all the boys to be right next to you talking in your ear. I think it'll make for amazing radio. Drunk Dave at the Ranger game. That's one.
Not happening. I don't drink during sporting events, so not happening. Secondly,
the biggest Yankee concern is our $20 million man, right? Our pitcher, who's supposed to be consistent, and he's just not consistent. That's our biggest issue. Peaks and valleys is normal for the Yankees.
What $20 million pitcher are you talking about?
I'm talking about Cole. How much do we pay that guy?
He makes 36.
36.
36, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, even worse. $36 million. That's to beat the Orioles every single time. That's to beat the good teams. Like, he's supposed to win every time he's on the mound. He's not getting
it done. Oh, come
on.
That's not fair.
That's the issue.
That's not
fair. Well, we're going to lose in the playoffs if he's not consistent, Dave.
That's fair. If Cole's not good in the postseason, I think you have the right to destroy him. By having one bad outing against the Orioles, you're gonna beat him up this morning? That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. But, again, I mean, this is where we're at with Yankees fans for some reason.
What is going on?
I can't even tell you because we took so many phone calls. Everyone was upset. We didn't get Correa. We didn't get this. We didn't get that. And then they get off to a slow start. This team stinks. It's more of the same. And then all of a sudden they turn this thing around. One of the best teams in baseball. You got one of the best players in baseball. Gerrit Cole, after a slow start, has been great up until, that third inning. And still, we're going to call in and crush the Yankees.
They still have the best record in baseball, right?
The 29 and 13 Yankees, 29 wins. I'll tell you right now, that puts them and they
Dodgers
plus
up there too.
Plus 65 run differential is nice too. The Mets have now 29 wins.
What are the Mets? 29 and 15.
29 and 15 with a run differential of 52.
That is some record, huh?
That's nice. Dodgers
have
28. Dodgers have 28 wins, and they are a plus 97.
Dodgers are unbelievable.
They scored 227 runs.
They really are unbelievable.
Well, I mean, they're as far as how that team is run, the amount of how they draft, develop.
Well, they spent a lot of money. They're doing this without Trevor Bauer.
I know, but it's not just spending money, though. It's
everything. They're well run from the top to the bottom. They draft well. They bring in free agents. They have young players. Like, they have everything you could possibly want.
I mean, they should have 30 wins if it was to 29 for the debacle against the Phillies.
Can you believe that play? Was that Muncy at second base, right?
Goodness gracious. Yeah, that was Muncy.
It was funny. I'm watching the highlights the other day. Like, you know, and Muncy, who doesn't usually play second base, like, well, now I know why.
Holy.
So what was the scenario? Two outs, but was it bottom of the 10th?
It was ugly, dude.
Runners on second and third. I mean, a simple ground ball. He boots it, and then not only does the tying run score, the winning run scores all the way from second base. It was brutal.
If that was
the Mets or Yankees, it was 3 hours on that game.
If it was the Yankees especially. Everyone feels good about the Mets right now. If it was the Yankees, for some reason, overwhelming.
It's not going to go away this season.
Of skepticism and negativity surrounding the Yankees.
It's not going to go away. It's almost like the Yankees fan enjoys that they're so negative about this team right now,
which is surprising because wouldn't that they should be the Mets, wasn't it? Like, you just Mets fans are just happy being miserable,
and you would understand why the Mets fan would be miserable more than the Yankees fan.
No, and that's because we got. I mean, I enjoy watching the Mets. It seems like they enjoy playing together. They're well managed. 18
well managed.
Hits last night. Oh, yeah, 18 I mean, hits last night.
I'm very, you know what, honestly, and I mentioned it earlier, Holderman, though. I'm very, very excited about that.
You mentioned it before the show started.
Sorry. I can't help myself. They need, you know, Ottavino gets me worried. Having another legitimate arm in the bullpen would be a tremendous advantage for this team.
Yeah, well, you can't have enough in the bullpen. I mean, that would be the thing. Like, today, like, that's what I would be talking more about, because Peralta comes in, gives up the sixth run, so there's the insurance run when you're struggling to. I mean, the Yankees only had 5 hits last night, but the bullpen right now with Chapman dealing with the Achilles, Green going for Tommy John.
Well, he's done, right?
Loaizaga not as dominant as he was last season. King got hit around last time he was out. So yeah, I mean, you were talking about this being the best bullpen you ever saw, and now, I mean, that's. But again, this is what happens. I mean, the Mets are dealing with this stuff right
season.
Now.
It's a long season. That's
such
why it's
a
so difficult
season.
To digest in a baseball season, right? It's like, my team is great. My team is not great. My team is a great hitting team. They can't hit the baseball. Their pitching is amazing. Now it's not. It's a long, long season. Goes on forever.
How about Jeff McNeil last night? Tries to lay down a bunt twice, doesn't work, and still manages to get two hits. How nice is that?
It's terrific. He is.
Yeah, he's having a good season.
McNeil, Nimmo, Lindor had a good night last night. Alonso,
Candace
three more hits.
Candace having a good season. JD Davis had a big night last night.
Yeah. Yeah, the one guy that I don't, and I'm not Escobar. Saying I won't love, but Escobar doesn't move the needle.
He had a couple hits last night.
I know, but he just doesn't move the needle for me all that much at the moment. Let's go to Jason in the car. Good morning, Jay. You're on 98.7.
Morning, guys and the company. I want to talk about the juiced baseball a little bit. I know I'm not trying to make excuses for the Yankee fans right now, but we've heard Bassett talk about the live juiced baseball being used in nationally televised games. And it's not really an even playing field, so we don't really know when this ball is out there and potentially leading to one bad inning or whatnot. But anyway, talking about the juice baseball a little bit, I think we need to give Diaz some credit for his first season with the Mets. We had people check swinging for home runs that season. His velocity was there.
It was terrible. I'm not giving Diaz credit for his first season with the Mets.
But I don't want us to lose confidence in him and say we're having flashbacks of Diaz's first season because...
Have we said that? Diaz has been phenomenal this season.
No, this season, yes. But I know you guys have said, we're having flashbacks with Diaz again a little bit when he does have a rough outing.
I have a problem with when the ball is probably going to travel about 420 feet.
And he points up like the second baseman to catch it?
Yeah, like it's a lazy fly ball to right field.
I hate that.
It drives me crazy. I'm
incensed when he does that.
Oh, my God, incensed. I can't stand that.
All right, so I got to ask you, since you're the hockey guy on this on the station, give me a Rangers prediction for tonight.
I'm going to say Rangers win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back to Carolina, tied at 2. Shesterkin's playing really well. I mean, without the ability to match up lines for Carolina, it seems like on the road that they struggle. I mean, in the biggest games, Mika has played. I mean, he was awesome in Game 3. I would expect more of that. But, I mean, the reality of how they're going to have to play, which you saw in Game 3, is that Igor's going to have to play great.
But isn't that the recipe for them, period?
Yeah, well, I don't love the recipe is what I'm telling you. I don't love it.
Okay, but that's what it is. And that's what it's been all season. So maybe that's something you can try to remedy and move past next year. But for this season, that's what it is. If you're going to win, your goalie's going to have to be phenomenal.
And you're going to have to score on the power play. Because I went through the numbers yesterday. In 3 games... The Rangers have 10 high danger chances, 5-on-5.
In 3 games?
3 games, 5-on-5, they have 10 high danger chances.
So they're averaging a little more than 3 a game, huh?
Yeah, which is not great.
No, that is not what you're looking for. So, all right, fingers crossed, Rangers make it 2-2 tonight, and then they go back for Game 5 in Raleigh on Thursday. All right, Santi, 3 stars, have at it.
Today's 3 stars.
Prepare yourself, Dave. It's not going to be pretty.
Number 3.
Oh, star number 3 to Sleepy Dave Rothenberg. I mean, he wants to take shots at people for supposedly showing up late to shows. And listen, it did happen yesterday. I didn't get here as late as you did say that I did.
Was it 6:15? 6:30?
No, way earlier than that. But anyway, at least, like I said, my commute does not involve just walking down the stairs. And I can't blame watching Jeopardy for what happened the other day. So, I mean, unlike me who has to travel... Rick, who has to travel, RJ, who has to travel, you know, you don't do much of anything during the day, so I'm just saying.
Number 2.
We also found out, Dave, that you're going to have...
That was you deflecting at the highest level, by the way. You're embarrassed by your performance yesterday, and you're taking it out on me for some reason. Go ahead. What else you got?
Number 2.
Yeah.
We also found out you got your colonoscopy scheduled. Congratulations.
No, I don't have it scheduled.
You don't have it scheduled, but you're going to have a day where you're going to get cleaned out, and you're going to take a day off because you're a coward. You won't be able to.
I'll soil myself on the air.
You know what? You should.
Let's go to Debbie Duhaime. Oops. Hang on. I got to go change my pants.
Let's just have the bedpan on standby for you, and you can do the show, and we'll
the
just.
The only show we'll that would ignore. Guilt a man about getting a colonoscopy is this show. The only one.
We will ignore the sound effects as you're doing the show.
Number 1.
Mike Tenenbaum on the show.
And number 1, you are the third guy, of course, on the hockey promos that we are now running on the station. Stay tuned to all the hockey coverage for the New York Rangers playoff run on 98.7 ESPN. Plus, of course, Dave Rothenberg.
I am the of course of the hockey coverage.
That was a nasty three stars. Nasty.
Yeah, he feels away because he shows up late. Jay, did you? What time did you show up for your show today?
Hello?
Is Jay with us?
Hello, is this thing on? Hi, yeah, you know, they were talking to me in the studio, and that's on me, guys. I'm sorry. I messed up.
That's okay. Jay, how are you?
You know, I haven't really been sleeping a lot, and I just got crucified on air because I've never had ice cream cake. This is
ice cream cake?
Yeah, and I had to have Key be my counsel because Max started changing the narrative, Rick, and he started, you know, there's a lot of statements being made, and Key, it felt like it was ineffective counsel because he started going down a different path. Start trying to take my card on national TV and radio. There's a lot of stuff going on here. It's been one hell of a morning.
I get the feeling that Max is like Manny would feed him ice cream cake.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Like his au pair.
Have you remedied that yet?
Can I ask you guys, Rick and Dave, you guys know what I'm talking about when I say somebody's trying to take my card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard it before.
Dave, do you know?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Dave?
I don't know. Maybe.
I can put you on that, Dave. Rick, I feel like you're part of the culture. Dave, you're starting to become questionable.
Well, what does it mean?
I can't really describe it. It's something that you kind of just have to know.
Maybe it's
you can't get your
car.
You can't get your car taken from me. No, from my perspective, yeah. I'm gonna allow you to do some research, Dave. And when I come back on Crosstalk tomorrow, we can
he's
talk
too lazy,
more about
Jay.
It.
He's too lazy.
Wait, I've taken his bank card.
Do you want to guess? You want to guess where I'm going with this, Dave? Because Rick, you're part of the culture now. We understand. Yeah. We're connected, Dave. You, I lost you, and I loved you.
You didn't lose me. I'm not sure. I don't want to say something that embarrasses me.
So you say nothing at all? That's still embarrassing.
You wore tearaway sweatpants to the suite at a Rangers game.
At least I've had ice cream cake.
Yeah. See, there's no reason to jab me when Rick is the one talking about you wearing tearaway pants. What did you wear under the tearaway pants? Did you have shorts on?
I look terrific.
What do you mean you don't know where you're going, commando?
You know what? At least I show up. Hey, how about this, Jay? If you make a commitment to show up and hang out with friends, do you show up?
Yes.
Oh, really? What a novel idea that is. Game 7 against the Penguins, I showed up, RJ showed up, our program director Ryan Hurley showed up, Rick was supposed to show up, guess who didn't show up?
Why, Rick? Why?
Yeah.
Because
his wife
Jake.
Had a friend from out of town, so he had to watch the kids.
Wife had something to do, I had the kids.
Uh-huh. I mean, but Rick, I would normally give you a pass, because my wife does this a lot, she will commit to things and then kind of back out, but when you plan them, if this was planned in advance, mm-hmm. like how many days in advance, Dave? Like, give me some context here.
Days.
3-4 days in advance?
Days. We said it was, if the Rangers win game 6, we will all go to game 7. Everyone followed through, except for your dear friend right here.
Yeah, Rick, I can't co-sign that, brother.
Yeah.
I want to, but I can't.
Because, Jay, I'm going to say, hey, Cash, you know what? You don't go with your friends. We watch the kids because I can't wait to go watch the Rangers play since I love the Rangers so much.
I mean, but, Rick, this is your job. This is what you do for a living.
Right.
This is what pays the bills.
I watch
it. We need to learn how to change this narrative around. I don't know
He could give a – you know they have these master classes, Jay, with everything now? How to change the narrative taught by Rick DiPietro.
Yeah, there's a certain master class you could teach, too.
Like a genius.
Yeah, like a genius.
How to wear tearaways.
Yeah, with your tearaway
Commando
pants.
Style.
Like a genius. You know what, Dave?
So
I loved you.
I
loved you.
Dave, when you come back on, when I come back on, I need you to tell me what the card means. I need you to do some research.
He has no idea. He doesn't have a man card, Jay.
Oh, Dave. Yeah. Are you going to let Rick talk about
this?
What do you want me to tell you?
What is going on?
I have a big one. All right, Jay, you got to go do your show.
Jeez.
And have some ice cream cake. You never had Carvel?
Yeah, go to Carvel. Get a Fudgy the Whale cake.
Ask, what do you want from me?
What's wrong with
goodbye.
You?
Goodbye. Go do your
Frost.
Show.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Some lactose free.
Kid Frost. I am done with you, really.
You're dead to me, you.
I hope you stub your toe something terrible today. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, but like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and...
Let's go, Rangers.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.